have you, other than in relation to the events that give rise to this lawsuit, ever received a traffic citation?
Yes.
How many traffic citations, if any, had you received prior to August 26, 1990?
Two.
In what state had you received those citations?
California.
Did you complete traffic school before August 26, 1990?
Yes.
On the citation that you received for running the red light, when did that occur?
I'm not sure.
Had that case been disposed of before August 26, 1990?
Yes, I paid it.
Have you ever been a party to any civil commitment proceeding of any nature?
Civil?
Do you understand what I mean when I say that?
No.
Has anyone ever alleged that you suffer from any mental impairments and accordingly sought, through some sort of a legal proceeding, to have you placed in a facility where you could receive treatment?
Mental treatment?
Do you understand the question?
I still don't understand the question.
Have you, at any time in your life, ever tried to commit suicide?
They said yes. I don't even know what they were. They were tranquilizers, and I took too many. But I myself never tried to commit suicide.
When did you take these tranquilizers, as you described them? What year was that?
About 90, 89.
Can you describe the circumstances that gave rise to this accusation that perhaps you tried to commit suicide?
I was standing in a phone booth, and the cops came up and said, "Am I on any kind of drugs?" And I told them, "Yeah." And I told them what I was on. And they said, "All right, come with us." And they called the wagon, the paramedics, and threw me in the paramedics' van and took me to UCI. And then they let me out of UCI.
Do you recall the name of the drugs that you'd been using at that time?
Librium, I think. They're little green pills.
Where did you receive the drugs?
The girl I was living with gave me three.
Was that Gloria Smead?
Yes.
Do you know where Gloria received the drugs?
A doctor.
What was your reason for taking the drugs? Are you refusing to answer the question based upon your attorney's instruction?
Yes.
How much time did you spend at UCI? And I take it that means the Orange County Medical Center?
About an hour and a half.
Did you speak to anybody there at the facility?
Yes.
Do you recall the names of the people you spoke to?
No.
After you were released from the medical center, did you have any further, or are you aware of any further action that was taken with respect to this accusation of suicide?
No.
What police department contacted you at the phone booth?
Westminster.
Do you know why they came up to you in the phone booth and asked you the questions that they did?
No.
Had you been doing anything that would have drawn the police officer's attention to you?
No.
Did anybody ever file a petition to have you declared as unable to take care of yourself?
No.
Do you drink any alcohol at all?
Yes.
How would you describe yourself as a drinker?
Light.
What kinds of alcoholic beverages do you drink?
Wine, liquor, beer.
And how many drinks per day, per month, per year do you normally partake that makes you describe yourself as a light drinker? Some people view a heavy drinker as somebody who has one drink a week, and some people view that as a light drinker. I'm just trying to get some qualitative feeling for how you view a light drinker to be.
About two cans of beer a day.
Have you ever taken any narcotic substance that was not prescribed by a physician to you personally, other than the drugs that you've mentioned, as far as giving rise to the allegations of suicide? Within 5 years preceding August 26, 1990, have you ever partaken of any narcotic substances that have not been prescribed by a physician to you directly? Are you refusing to answer the question based upon your counsel's instruction?
Yes.
Has your experience, if any, with narcotic substances, other than as prescribed by a physician, changed over the last 5 years? By that, I mean, I don't know if you have taken any narcotic substances that were not prescribed by a physician or not, because your counsel has instructed you not to answer the question. What I'm seeking to learn now is, and I don't know if you don't take drugs or whether you do take drugs, but whether your experience, that is, in either not taking the drugs or in taking them, has changed at all over the last 5 years.
No.
So basically, whatever you were doing 5 years ago, you've continued to do for the whole 5 year period?
Yes.
Do you recall what day of the week that was?
Tuesday.
Do you recall what you were doing immediately prior to the time that you were stopped by a police officer?
Yes.
Can you tell me what you were doing?
Driving home from work.
What time of day was that?
3:30.
Can you describe the route that you followed from work until the time that you were stopped by a police officer?
Out Standard to Edinger and west on Edinger.
Were you stopped someplace along the way on Edinger?
Yes.
Could you describe the movements of your vehicle in relation to other traffic on Edinger immediately prior to the traffic stop?
Just like everybody else.
If we refer to the center lane as the number one lane, will that create some confusion for you?
No.
How many lanes were there on Edinger in your direction of travel when you turned into the number one lane?
Three.
And you were proceeding in what direction?
West.
Did you turn left or right onto Edinger?
Left.
Did you ever change lanes as you proceeded westbound on Edinger before you were stopped by the police officer? Or, excuse me, before you noticed the police officer behind you, and I take it he was indicating he wanted you to pull over?
Yes.
Did you ever change lanes before that observation was made by you?
Yes.
Would you describe the movement of your vehicle in relation to the three traffic lanes between the time that you first turned onto Edinger and proceeded in the westbound direction until the time that you first observed the traffic officer behind you indicating that you should pull over?
I went to the next left lane.